you don't see yourself on screen. You don't see anyone that's like you on screen.
Do you remember the first time you saw someone like you on TV or in a play that you watched or maybe on stage who was performing in a band? Do you remember how that felt?
If you want to make a human being into a monster, deny them at the cultural level any reflection of themselves.
I remember those moments in my life very distinctly.
I've been a terrorist. I've been the student that works in a convenience store. Very rarely have I ever been an Australian-born dude who goes to the beach, who hosts barbecues.
The recent census data tells us that in Australia, half of us were either born overseas or had a parent who was born overseas.
It's demonstrated that we are more brown than we originally thought.
So why aren't we seeing this diversity reflected in our arts and on our screens?
I watch an all-white show like Friends and I'm like, well, that is an exotic show to me.
Join us for an original podcast series from Diversity Arts Australia, The Colour Cycle, which aims to disrupt cultural whitewashing.
I would say acknowledge your own unconscious bias.
Each week we'll be talking to different artists and cultural leaders to unpack the question, do our arts and screens look like Australia?
Pushy for me to identify as a Lebanese Muslim young man from Western Sydney.
And how can they?
But actually putting the funding towards the making of a film or the publishing of a book or the staging of a piece of theatre.
We need to make our own content. Hey, let's just get together, make something awesome and get it out there.